Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Males in their teens or their 20s, that's a group that tends to be physically very active, are at the highest risk for shoulder dislocation. Elderly people, especially women, are also considered at a high risk because they are more likely to fall. But what are the signs for a possible dislocation? First, the shoulder may look visibly deformed or out of place. Abnormal swelling or bruising is another sign. Intense pain that just cannot be explained, or an inability to move the shoulder, is another possible symptom. Shoulder dislocation may also cause numbness, weakness, or tingling sensation, such as in the neck or down the arm. Muscles in the shoulder may spasm from the disruption, often increasing the intensity of pain. If you have any of these symptoms, get medical treatment right away. If you stretch or tear ligaments or tendons in the shoulder or damage any nerves or blood vessels around the shoulder joint, you may need surgery to repair all of these tissues. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.